decorating the teaching about God. Bible thought, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds, and praise your Father in heaven. Matthew chapter 5, verse 16. Paul begins Titus 2 by saying, you must teach what is in accord with sound doctrine, and ends by saying, these then are the things you should teach. It is reasonable to conclude that the words he wrote between verses 1 through 15 will consist of sound doctrine. As you read the chapter, you do not find instructions about baptism, the Lord's Supper, or church government, though these items also have to do with sound doctrine. What you find is Paul telling Christians how to live their lives. He lists the desirable characteristics of older men, older women, younger men and slaves. Living our lives in harmony with God's intent is a matter of sound doctrine. Notice the end of verses 5, 8, and 10. So that no one will malign the word of God, so that those who oppose you may be ashamed because they have nothing bad to say about us, and so that in every way they will make the teaching about God our Savior attractive. Our behavior either makes the teaching about God look bad, or it makes the teaching about God look good. What about my behavior and yours? Father of life and light, help us. Help us to live our lives in such a way that your light will shine upon other people. Help the way we live to be a testimony, affirming your goodness, through the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. Paul Wirtz, Farmington, Connecticut.